Hello and welcome to A Vague Idea. This is a comedy game show podcast hosted by me, Nate Regolia. Each week, I subject my guests to a list of topics to find out if they have a vague idea. With me, as always, is Shannon Page. Shannon, how are you?
Hot.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy hot outside.
I'm over it. I am so over the heat. I'm ready for fall.
I am sticky in all the places, and it is the worst thing possible. Is it? Okay, it's definitely probably TMI, but it's like... me having to stand with just my crotch in front of the air conditioner when I got home. I'm still wearing pants. But I mean, just because I'm like, oh, gross. Because it's just terrible outside.
It's
like,
not that hot.
Well, okay.
It's not crotch fan hot.
Not for me.
Well, joining us, who thinks it's not that hot, is Alyssa Babel. Alyssa, so describe your job, because you're in...
Which job?
Describe all of your jobs. You're a Geeks Who Drink quiz host.
Yes.
And a writer of quiz rounds.
Yes.
And you also mix...
Cancer.
You cure
it's
cancer.
No big deal.
Yeah,
you're
in the art of cancer curing, which, hey, I mean, I think applause for that.
Are we doing it really?
Yeah.
Oh, you really don't have to applause. I've been doing this for years. Countless people have been touched by me without even knowing it. That's good enough.
Your humbleness is exceptional, and we appreciate it on the show.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So this week we're going to do a game about animals. And as to be expected, it won't just be directly about animals. So get ready. Alyssa, as the guest, you get to choose first. So if you would like to go first... you can, or you can defer to Shannon and have Shannon pick a topic first. What do you want to do?
I'll choose.
Okay, great. All one right. Through ten.
Let's do number two.
Number two? Well, Alyssa, it's time to play Shannon's favorite game. It's time for Palm ou Pomme de Terre. Each week on Palm ou Pomme de Terre, I present an object that is neither an apple, pomme a francais, nor a potato, pomme de terre a francais, and you have to tell us, is it an apple or a potato?
Remember okay. when he said the scoring was meta?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
This week, you have to tell us whether this can of sliced beets that expired, let's see, it was best by October 24th of 2017.
Yikes.
Hopefully not 1917. That would have been gross. Is this can of beets an apple or a potato?
I would guess
it's... Would you like to handle it? I'll pass it over to you.
I have really good eyesight, so... I would say it's probably a potato just because it's a similar shape and it's got the root thing going on when you leave it out too long.
Eyes.
When you just leave it, yeah.
Sprouting eyes.
Yeah, when it's just like, I need to get off this counter and it can't. And, you know, I think potatoes have vines on them or sprouts or whatever those things are.
Absolutely.
And I've seen red potatoes before.
It's true. Red potatoes do exist.
And blue ones.
Oh, man. Are we going to get into a red potato, blue potato meme that ends in us becoming incels? Have you guys heard of that?
No.
This is only a thing that people I know about.
I mean, I know what incels are. I don't know about the
There's like a red pill.
Thing.
There's a red pill, blue pill meme, right? With Morpheus saying, like, you either take the red pill or you take the blue pill. And I can't remember which one is the one where you, like... you're in the know about things, but incels use this as a way of like, women actually suck, and if you keep acting like they don't suck, you're staying in the Matrix. And that's, anyway, it was a really terrible reference to make anyway.
That was a place to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I go places sometimes. Shannon, what do you think?
I'm gonna just play devil's advocate and say it's an apple.
Okay.
And I'm gonna come up with a reason why. I'm going to say it's because apples keep you healthy. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. And canned vegetables like this are a way for people who don't have fresh vegetables and fresh fruit around to get vitamins and minerals in a way that that they couldn't because they're not near farms. They might be in an area where canned food is all they get. And the can, what an amazing invention to help keep people getting their vitamins and minerals and keep them healthy.
Oh, yeah. Like, imagine if you were living in a non-biodome.
But maybe I should say it's a potato because it's expired and it's probably not healthy anymore.
But it's from Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
it never goes bad.
I can probably return it to the 11th Avenue Whole Foods.
That's a sell-by date, not an eat-by date.
It's true.
As my mom keeps pointing out to me, those are very different. When I go to her house and I'm like, Mom, come on, this is like 3 months old. And she's like, it's a sell by.
All the time.
Oh, I sell it. I throw it out like the day before. It's probably really wasteful, but it freaks me out.
Look, sometimes stuff just gets slimy too. And you're like, I don't know. It's probably okay, but...
I've definitely eaten some questionable yogurt before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
like, you don't want to take a chance on yogurt.
The worst I've knowingly done is like a year, and I was like, it still smells fine.
Yeah, well, the upside with yogurt. I mean,
yogurt.
No, year-old yogurt?
I was young. We were poor.
I'm impressed that you are here to tell us that story.
Yogurt is just
live
like
cultures,
cheese.
Man.
Yeah, yogurt's just like cheese. It's just going to keep getting whatever.
You just
it's
just
going to get more of what
part.
It is. Yeah, yeah. Cut off the green part, eat what's underneath. Great job. You guys are both going to get 2 points each.
All right.
And the correct answer was it's both, because it's red and it's a root vegetable.
Oh, we've got correct answers now.
No, we really don't, but I just want to try that one out. Shannon, 1 through 9.
I will go with number 4.
Number 4. All right, it's time for the Thunderdome.
We're getting all the games right off the bat.
Well, you guys are picking the ones with the games. So this week in the Thunderdome, Shannon, we are pitting Animal the Muppet. This is why I said that there might be Muppets involved when you asked over Messenger.
I don't even need the other one.
And versus the Manimal, the lead from the 70s, 80s television show who can shapeshift into any animal he wants.
It's Animal.
Okay. Explain.
Animal is hands down the best Muppet, and he could kick anybody's ass. Animal!
Yeah. No, I mean, hey, I cannot fault your logic in any capacity. He's a drummer.
He's badass. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Animal is crazy. He would rip off his own arm and start to beat you with it. Animal's going to win, hands down.
I feel like he did do that at one point to drum, didn't he?
Probably.
Maybe so.
Animal is amazing.
He's doing a little Def Leppard impression. Yeah, I mean, I think Gonzo's a good Muppet, too. I'm just going to put that out there.
I do love Gonzo as well.
I always had an affinity for Gonzo because I always felt like I had a big nose when I was a kid. I grew into it a little bit, but it was always like, oh, you know, Gonzo, he's a nosy guy. So, yeah.
He's a whatever.
Yeah, he's some kind of maybe alien, I think, is what we found out from Muppets in Space.
Yeah, no, he is an alien, are whatevers.
Oh, that's they're called
race.
Whatevers.
Yeah.
Right.
I did not know that.
Some of us paid attention.
I feel like the last time I saw the Muppets in Space was maybe 2004.
I'm not going to tell you the last time
and,
I watched it.
No, hey, no hate. But I just know that I was probably stoned when I watched it and more focused on when George Clinton and P-Funk were on than I was on any of the storyline. Alyssa, what do you think about the Thunderdome? Do you think it's Animal or Manimal?
Well, I mean, I'd like to agree with Animal.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only because through the development of Animal, we have seen him at his worst and when he actually tries to control himself. You know, he found a way to zen out with Jack Black.
That's
of
true.
All people.
Yes.
He's in control. So he has a controlled rage that he'd be able to use against any opponent. Doesn't matter who it is.
I'm unfamiliar with the Jack Black. Will you fill me in on that?
So that's like from the first new Muppet movie, the one that
with Jason Segel.
Yeah, Jason Segel made it. And
did they like go to a spa together or something?
No. Well, they were at one of those like retreats for rich celebrities are for crazy people, but detoxing, whatever you know, Betty Ford, but nice.
Betty Ford, but for crazy instead of for drugs.
Right. Exactly.
Celebrity crayhab.
Yes. Yeah. And they end up kidnapping Jack Black and Animal's like, I don't know about this. I gave that lifestyle up. And then
I gotta watch this.
Yeah. It's really good. Amazing music in that movie.
Yeah, and then Amy Adams, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't
like,
one of the guys from Flight of the Conchords do the music?
I feel like his voice was in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember reading about that when it came out, but I don't think I ever saw it.
It's got some great great music. But that movie just definitely shows Animal's range of control and then controlled release of his rage.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Animal's the best.
Great job. You guys are both going to get 2 points each. That was excellent. However, the correct answer was Manimal, because Manimal can change into Animal, therefore creating
But you said he could change into any animal, not any Muppet.
Well, animal's an animal.
And also, even if he changed into an animal, he wouldn't have the soul of animal.
That okay. You know what? I'm going to retract my correct answer. And you're still both getting 2 points. So well done. Well done. Yeah, I always liked Animal. And especially, so I was a big fan of the Muppet Babies show when I was a kid. Aww. Which I looked it up and I was surprised to find out it was on for like 7 years. Did you know it was on for 7 years?
I knew it was on for a long time.
It was on for a crazy long time.
I watched it well into an age that I shouldn't.
Oh, yeah. There was a period of time where I was, I think, 10, 11, 12, where I was just sort of obsessively waiting for them to rerun the Star Wars episode of Muppet Babies, yeah. Which was great because...
That was one of the best ones.
Animal was Darth Vader. Kermit was Luke, obviously. Gonzo was Han Solo.
I like that eye roll. You're like, obviously.
I mean, well, come on. He's the lead.
Miss Piggy is Leia.
Yeah, Miss Piggy is Leia. And I think Nanny had like black and white stormtrooper socks on that time because you know you only saw her shoes and so. Oh God, I love that show. Also, the rest of the Muppets are wonderful, and I share a birthday with Jim Henson.
Oh,
aw,
yeah, it's pretty good.
Watch out when you got a cold.
Oh no, I know.
It's too soon.
Pneumonia's gonna get you.
Alyssa is right here. She'll cure cancer if anything happens.
I didn't bring my medicine with me.
Well, then what the hell?
Like, it's going to cost you.
I assume this was like a Batman situation where you just had
a utility
belt. I touch
like a minimum of 50 grand a day.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not going to just bring that anywhere.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first, folks. Not just going to bring it anywhere.
She doesn't carry cash on her. Safe.
It's chemo. I don't carry chemo on me.
She does not have the combination to the safe.
Alyssa, 1 through 8.
Let's go with number 5.
Oh man, it's another mini game. It's time for
Is this just mini games?
I honestly thought about doing that. I'm gonna do that at some point, but this is not just mini games, I promise. We're gonna play Recast. Recast is a game where you're going to basically recast the leads.
Oh,
I already have an answer.
Doesn't even matter what it is.
Me too.
Shannon's always saying Keanu Reeves.
Oh my god, that's what I was gonna say.
Was it really?
I love him. He's my boyfriend in my mind.
Hey, so a little sidebar. How do we feel about the 4th Matrix movie that's gonna apparently come out with Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss in it?
Matrix me, daddy.
Yeah?
Oh, you're just in? I'm in.
Doesn't matter.
I was like, there's some plot holes that I'm just choosing to ignore.
Namely that he died at the end of the third one?
Yeah.
Although I guess if he's all in flashbacks, that's fine, but that'll be a boring movie.
Didn't he just become the Matrix, though? Maybe he's going to be the
new... Techno-Jesus now, I think.
Yeah, he's going to be the new...
Oh, the architect?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
God, I hope he's not as boring as the old architect. That was like the worst part of that second
movie. He can
just
be on screen staring and not talking, and I'm okay with it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just look at the sad Keanu on the bench thing, and you're just like,
sploosh.
That's perfect.
Like, what kind of sandwich is that? I'll have what he's having.
The film that you're going to be recasting is the live-action 2019 Lion King. So I need you to recast Simba and... Who else should we recast? Right? I mean, I guess it's Simba and Nala? I guess,
you do Scar.
Yeah. Okay, let's mix it up. We usually do 2. Let's do 4. We're going to do Simba, Timon and Pumbaa.
Okay.
And Scar.
Who even played Timon in the first place?
In the cartoon?
No.
Oh. I don't know.
In the remake.
It doesn't matter. Nobody saw it. The remake's garbage.
I saw it.
Oh, was it garbage?
I mean, it still hurt.
Well, yeah, because storytelling beats are painful no matter what you shoot it in.
I mean, it was just rehashing all that trauma from my childhood. Like, I started crying before it even happened. I was like, oh my god, why am I like this?
There's that shot of the valley again. Oh no.
Like, I haven't seen the remake, but the opening scene of the original, I can't get through the opening without crying.
Oh, really?
Like, there's something, for one
just
thing,
the,
I kind of
just
cry.
Just the resounding elevation.
I cry at the THX thing. Like, loud noises make me cry. So, like, the song and... I'm going to start. Don't do it. But, like, the song and gathering and holding up, and
do you have some family unresolved, like, family issues?
No, it's like the Grand Canyon. I'm like, it's amazing that this has all come together. Yeah, I don't know.
But that's a big pile of rocks with a hole in it. It's got a river running through it. That's a movie, right?
Yeah, that's a movie that made me cry. But that's about fathers and sons.
I did hear that the live action Disney was playing in some theaters that were deeming themselves 40, and they actually had like water squirting at you when they were at a waterfall, and like that kind of like wind, they would have like a fan come hit you really fast, which sounds like a kind of cool sensory experience.
I saw it at the Draft House so I could drink a beer while I watched my cartoons.
So you got splashed with something too.
A little different. Just, yeah. A little different.
Did you raise a card to be like, I'm being splashed?
Oh, no. I get everything in the beginning. Like, I show up the moment you can walk in the theater, and then I'm like, this is what I want, and then don't talk to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Their queso is amazing.
No, it's not.
Well, it used to be. It's not anymore. They changed it, I think.
Twice? They changed it twice?
Well, they changed it.
It used to be disgusting, and then it was okay.
They changed it, like...
I don't know if you knew this. I'm from Austin, the original Draft House.
Oh, yeah, no, I've been to the OG Draft House, because my wife lived in Austin for a while, and that was one of the places she took me when we went there to visit.
Yeah, the queso was so nasty.
Ah.
I like the Brussels sprout pizza.
That's what I get, the bacon and goat cheese. Yeah.
Ooh.
It's easy to eat in the dark.
The Caesar salad wrap is my other go-to, except I get rid of the kale, because that's an abomination.
Alamo Draft House, if you'd like to sponsor us.
You can follow us at A Vague Idea Podcast on Instagram or at A Vague Idea Pod on Twitter.
Are we still doing
Sometimes
Twitter?
We still tweet. Once a week I'm tweeting. It's not really doing anything, but why not? It just takes one good follow, you know?
Just the right follow.
We just got to break through with the right person.
Just got to share it in the right way.
We just need Mark Hamill to retweet us once and we're fucking gold.
I was thinking of Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande. I'm thinking about people who would actually want to listen to this, and they might look at what Mark Hamill
said.
Here's
the thing.
Ariana Grande isn't like a huge fan of comedy trivia.
She's a nerd.
She might be into this.
Yeah.
She was on the cover of Vogue or Vanity Fair or something recently.
Talk about donuts. She likes donuts.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah, we could talk about donut walls. Jenny informed me of this, which is apparently like a new wedding dessert thing, is a donut wall.
Oh, yeah. When I was with the Tourism Bureau, that was one of the things we always did to launch Restaurant Week.
So donut wall?
We would get all the restaurants that were participating in Restaurant Week to do little samplers, and then we would do a donut wall that had nothing to do with any of the restaurants, and that would always be the biggest draw. And the restaurants would be like, great, I'm glad we brought like our awesome foie gras fancy thing, and people are going crazy over a glazed donut on a peg.
I mean, aren't we all, though? Isn't that what everything about life is? It's just...
It's like, oh, it's a thing that I kind of like, but now it's on a peg.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
I think a lot of people really just want,
we got some
want
pegs
to be
in
able
here.
To walk up. Well, no, I know. They're too high up, though. I think the draw is that you can walk up to the donut and just consume it with your face. Right?
Yeah, I don't There's think people like really a, do that.
No?
Cause chaos. Pull the donut from the middle, not the top. That's what I would do. Trying to break down these walls, you know.
Yeah, don't grab the donut, grab the hole. Is that a thing?
It's deep.
Yeah, I know.
It's the next minute.
I mean, it's a thing if you're right in the top. You know what I'm saying?
Is this just us trying to avoid recasting?
I think it is.
I've got some thoughts.
All right, so Alyssa, who are you going to recast in The Lion King? So we're doing Simba, Timon and Pumbaa, and Scar.
Okay, so Pumbaa right off the bat, Jack Black.
Great. That's a good recast. I like that a lot.
Yeah, because he can actually sing. And well, he's also goofy.
He also makes me think immediately of a warthog.
He I mean, if you've seen him now,
yeah.
If you just take a look at him today, he looks like a warthog for sure.
Yeah.
With that, he's got some kind of weird beard going on.
He's got a bushy beard. Apparently, yeah. He and Jack White are going to do their
Jack Gray
project.
Yeah.
It'll nice. Probably be like one song and everybody will be like, "Oh, cool. That was good."
And people only time will sing will it tell. At karaoke forever.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see.
Who else?
Timon, I would probably, let's just throw back in JTT. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
He hasn't worked in a while.
Yeah. Hey.
He needs help.
Bring him in.
Yeah. He
Bring
needs him in. To get that, or we'll toss him on Dancing with the Stars.
He's presumably somewhat tall and thin and capable of looking around after he gets out of a hole. So
he does look a little like a meerkat.
Great.
So. Yeah.
JTT.
Yeah.
Okay.
For Scar, I think I would, I'd like to see James Earl Jones.
Switch it up.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Go Darth Vader on it instead of, yeah, okay.
I am your uncle.
Yeah.
And then throws him off, you know?
This is CNN.
Oh, gosh. And then who would and we Simba. Put in the, Simba.
Who's the lead? Who's the lead?
Will Smith, obviously.
Okay.
Because
okay.
he's the lead in everything, regardless if he's appropriate for it.
That's fair. Good I point. Think that's in his contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just turn it into a new Wild Wild West, except in Africa, and then I can get my giant macro spider on.
Well, yeah. I mean, we can put a giant regular spider into the Lion King.
No,
it's got to be steampunk.
I mean, if
it has to be.
Yeah.
Mechanical.
I think that's in his contract. It has to be.
That's fair. That's fair. Apparently, there also have to be racial and... disability-based jokes for it to work, because that's
sure.
all that movie is otherwise. Great. Well done. Shannon, who are you going to recast?
Before I recast,
uh-huh.
I'm going to throw it out there. I have a James Earl Jones story.
Ooh, yes. Let's hear this.
So I used to work in the box office of a theater company in New York, and we had a Broadway theater, and we had a show on that was really popular, and usually we keep what we called emergencies for when celebrities wanted to come. And this guy comes to my window, and he's got gray hair pulled back into a ponytail. And he's like, "Do you have any tickets for tonight?" And I stare at him, and it takes me a minute. And then I realize it's James Earl Jones. And we've already sold all of our emergencies because it was a really popular show. And I turn, and my boss is sitting behind me, and I go, "Darth Vader wants tickets to this show, and I don't know what to do." And he looks at me, and he's like, "We can't do anything. Like, there's nothing. This show is sold out. It's like 5 minutes before the curtain goes up." And I just turned to him and I'm like, "I can't do anything." And I was just expecting him to do like a death grip, like through the window.
Choke.
Yeah.
Yeah. "I find your lack of tickets disturbing."
But he was actually very charming, and he said that he understood and that he would come back another night.
Aww.
But did you ever see him again?
I never saw him again. But I didn't work every night, so he might have come back another time. But the only person I've ever had to turn away that I felt bad about was James Earl Jones.
Aw. James Earl Jones, if you want to be on the podcast, you can tweet at us or hit us up on the Instagram.
Or just, you
or
know,
just
listen
call
to this
Shannon.
And accept my apology.
What's your number?
Accept my apology that I still feel bad about it, and it's been like 15 years. Okay, I'm going to go a different direction with my recasting.
Let's
because
go.
When you said live action, I started thinking about animals.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. Good. Cool. All right.
So,
I'm in.
Simba, I'm going to do R.I.P. Lil Bub.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm into that.
You're trying to make me cry.
Aw. Lil Bub would have been in such a good Simba.
Lil Bub is still alive.
Oh.
Grumpy
well, then,
Cat.
Grumpy Cat, who's my Scar. So R.I.P. Grumpy Cat.
Like, wait a minute. Hold on.
I get my memes confused. So Lil Bub, yes.
Yeah,
Lil Bub could still be cast.
But what about Lil Colonel Bub. Meow? Colonel Meow's dead, too. Colonel Meow would have been a good Scar.
I like Grumpy Cat for Scar. I mean, he might not care enough to actually, like, put everything into place the way Scar did. But he's going to be pissed off. So Grumpy Cat is my... Grumpy Cat's my Scar. Lil Bub's my Simba.
Poor Colonel Meow only lived for, like, less than 3 years.
Oh yeah,
what a tragic existence for Colonel Meow.
But
aww.
He was
okay.
just so angry looking, straight out of communist China.
Hey, that's a new record for
yeah.
Colonel Meow.
I like the idea also because Grumpy Cat was like a dwarf cat, so I like the idea that there's like this tiny little cat that's just controlling everybody and being really pissed off about them the whole time.
It plays into stereotypes or tropes, not stereotypes, but tropes that like it's
in
always,
the Napoleonic complex.
There's always a little guy that's like.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know where to go with Timon and Pumbaa. I feel like one of them has to be the sneezing panda.
Great. I'm into that.
And one of them is another internet meme involving maybe a cat that's scared of a cucumber.
Okay. All right. I mean, I would have also accepted the baby that's smoking a bunch of cigarettes. That's
I'm going with an animal theme here. And the other one's Keanu Reeves.
What about cute hamster that's eating a tiny burrito?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Tiny hamster eating a burrito and sneezing panda.
Oh, well done. You both did perfectly. And yeah, I think, you know, at least Sandra Bullock's on to produce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Behind the scenes.
She'll provide the catering with all of her restaurants.
Oh, does she have restaurants?
Like, have you been to Austin? She like owns that town.
Oh, shit. God, I got to go back to Austin. All right. So you're both going to get 3 points. Great nice. Job. That was good. That was real good. Shannon, 1 through 7.
Okay, now I'm going to try and find the mini game. And by Murphy's Law, I won't. So 6. Is it? Is it? Yeah. Yes!
Have we exhausted all the mini games?
Yeah, this is the last mini game.
Okay. Just questions from here on out.
It's time to play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh, yeah. All
so right. This week for Fuck, Marry, Kill, we are dealing with Dan Marino, renowned dolphin.
Dolphin. Got it.
Roger, the muscly kangaroo. I'm sure you've seen on the internet.
Oh, he's creepy.
And Gadget Hack Wrench, the female mouse from Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Oh.
She wears a little purple jumpsuit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you have to tell me who you're going to fuck, who you're going to marry, who you're going to kill. Shannon, what do you think?
All right. Gadget, kangaroo, and what was the first one?
Dan Marino.
Okay.
Former all-time passing yards leader Dan Marino.
Okay, I'm going to fuck Dan Marino.
Okay.
He's a good-looking man.
Sure.
And I think he was in There's Something About Mary or Ace Ventura.
He was in Ace Ventura Pet Detective. There we go. He was, yeah. Yes.
So mm-hmm. He's like a movie star, too, so.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bonus.
He's a double threat.
I'm a star fucker. Let's just
Whether you're fucking them with tickets or
all senses of the word. That kangaroo freaks the shit out of me. I'm gonna kill that thing.
That's fine. Yeah. Ugh,
it's creepy. It's buff.
Yeah.
And it's a kangaroo. I don't know. I don't like it. I'm gonna kill it. And I'll marry Gadget because she's adorable and she's friends with Chip and Dale and we could go on adventures with them.
She's handy too. So like,
yeah, she's gonna fix shit around
granted,
the house.
Some stuff's gonna break in a delightful Rube Goldberg way. But most things are going to be better and more efficient. And she's going to work hard for you. She's a sweetheart.
She's
okay.
Adorable.
Alyssa, what are you going
to
do?
Well, personally, I would have to agree. I would marry the mouse because there are so many things that need fixing. And sometimes I just don't want to do it myself. So I would go that route. I think I'd kill Dan Marino.
What?
Yeah.
I'm only saying what because I know what that means the next thing is going to be.
He should have won a Super Bowl if he didn't want to die. Is that what you're saying, Alyssa?
I'm just saying you should try harder. If you wanna get up in this, you gotta work hard for that money. You know? So yeah, I would fuck the kangaroo because one, who doesn't like a good buff creature, you know? They don't need to be smart. They just need to, you know, be able to hold things. And in the end, you can just cuddle up in that pouch.
That pouch is full of, like, goo.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not sure male
goo.
Kangaroo has a pouch, but...
They don't all have pouches?
I assume because it's for reproduction purposes. I don't know. Maybe males do. I'm going to claim ignorance to this.
I thought they all did because it was just,
I've
like,
I've been
past,
to Australia and eaten the kangaroos, and they taste good, so they should probably all have pockets because of that.
All right.
That's my logic. I'm sticking to it.
Flawless logic. I mean,
I'm cultured. That's what it is.
World traveler. Yeah. Okay. Great. Shannon, I'm going to give you 5 points. I'm going to give Alyssa 6 points because you really put yourself out there with the kangaroo fucking.
You need more points if you're going to be fucking that creepy kangaroo.
Well, just, you know.
And you know what? He's going to be great in bar fights. Because that's where the night's going to start.
That's true.
A bar fight?
You guys are going to
be drunk before I fuck a kangaroo.
You're going to be out.
Yes, you do.
You're going to not be ordering Foster's because nobody drinks Foster's in Australia.
That's like Bud Light here.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
You're doing that because you're desperate or poor. Which,
it's Australian for beer.
Coffee? Beer. Yeah. So excellent. Excellent work. So we're back to you, Alyssa. Okay. 1 through 6.
Nothing but trivia now.
And it's all actual. Well, actually, there is one more mini game. My bad. But yes, 1 through 6.
3.
Number 3. All right. Do you have a vague idea, Alyssa, about zoolatry?
Zoolatry.
Zoolatry.
That's definitely when it's the people who go around cleaning all the cages in the zoo. They're the toiletry people and the portmanteau, obviously, because people in America are stupid. They just put them together.
Zoolatry.
Like, yeah. They're the people who clean the cages. They pick up all the crap. They flush it down the toilet.
Tiny little gorilla shampoo bottles. Tiny little panda bars of soap.
I mean, if they're not shooting them with darts to, you know, take them down.
Or maybe just to, like, get them on the way to going to a bar so that you can have a lovely evening together.
Curl up in their pouch.
That's the concierge, okay? It's a little different. There's a lot of jobs at a zoo. I don't know if you knew that. It's not just one employee running the show.
Well done, Shannon. Zoolatry.
I'm putting it together with the word adultery. Ooh. Just because of the E at the end. Like, ooh, there's an L and a T and an R and a Y. So I'm going to say it's when you're really into having sex with unusual animals.
While you're married?
While you're married.
I can only cheat with animals. I'm a zoo adulterer. Zilterer. Well done. Neither of you are correct. Zoolatry, or animal worship, refers to rituals involving animals. Such
idolatry.
As the,
oh, we were so close.
Such as the glorification of animal deities or animal sacrifice. When a god is respected or worshipped by means of a representative animal, an animal court.
I like
animal
that worship.
Cult,
worship and sacrifice come in there together.
I know, it's kind of...
They're like, I worship you, and I'm going
to
kill
you.
I
love you so much, you have to die.
To be fair, you can worship an animal by having sex with it.
That's fair, yeah, yeah. That's the way American Gods opens, actually, doesn't it? Because someone's having sex with...
Boss, the cat god.
Yes.
Cat goddess.
And she...
Absorbs him into her vagina.
Yeah.
Oh, I
like
read
little,
that book.
Like a little power hoover.
I was like, wait a minute, why does this sound familiar?
Why do I know about somebody absorbing someone into their vagina?
Yes, well, in the book, it's way more graphic.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Like, it's like, rawr, oh, like, it's... just flaps all over the place.
It's super cool. It's really well written.
Great audiobook. That's the only way I read.
Hey, what's the audiobook place? Audible, if you want to...
Also, Overdrive. Oh, Overdrive can't sponsor
us, though. I use Libby. I'm all about that public library service.
That's what Overdrive is.
Good stuff.
Oh, it used... Well, now they're forcing everyone over to Libby.
Well, they're constantly telling me to do it, but they're not giving me a reason to, and they're not deprecating Overdrive.
You know,
so.
I really like Libby better.
They seem the same to me.
It does... It, surface value, yes, but it's a little easier, the search functions switching back and forth the libraries, because I cheat with multiple cities.
Oh, see, I only got Denver.
Yeah, like Denver, it usually has long waiting lists for their library, but I skip around to Austin, and now I just got a Houston login, so.
I play the Denver library. I sign up for like 30 books, but I suspend them, mm-hmm. And here's a pro tip. If you suspend your hold on a library book, you continue to move up the list, but when you hit one, it never checks out.
Oh.
So you can have a bunch of number ones,
and
as long as you're suspended,
you
and then
it.
When you need one, you just take it off suspension, and then you're like, now I want this one, now I want this one.
I just check out 4 books at a time.
So suspension is just dibs.
Dibs is exactly.
You're like, I'm calling dibs on number one when I get there.
Yeah, because I think what happens
and
is
then
that they put
I
you
wanted.
At one, but then if you
but you're basically just paused.
You're jumping in line
Yeah, queue jumper. Queue jumper.
I am a library queue jumper.
It's like calling ahead for a reservation.
Sure.
That's all
sure,
it is.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't want to be there yet, but when I get there, I want to be seated right away.
Yeah. Everybody else can do this. There's nothing unethical about it. I'm with you.
Yeah, we can all do it. Overdrive, yeah. Libby, essentially the same app, free audio.
They're made by the same people.
Yeah.
the really great spot, guys. That was a good commercial spot.
Unfortunately, it's for like a public service that's totally free. That no, won't but sponsor anything.
We should shout out to public services though, because
go to the library.
Yeah, libraries are awesome.
Read a book, please, for the love of God.
You can read Spaceboy books. Go to readspaceboy.com. You can purchase them, or you can probably get them from the library too somehow. Okay. Great job. Neither of you getting any points for that because you
we were
wrong.
Wildly wrong.
Yeah, you were adorably wrong, but not correct.
Well, so what's the answer?
Well, I told you. It was the
worship
of animals. Right, sorry. And there are a lot of nuances and things.
For some reason,
but
I was thinking we were still on the fuck, marry, kill. So I was wondering what the right answer was for that.
Nothing with Dan Marino. Okay. Although I had a Dan Marino starting lineup action figure. Do you guys remember those at all?
Nope. No, I was a girl when we were poor. This is a common theme in my childhood. We were poor. I didn't have anything.
So I had a blanket that was like a football field. It looked like a football field.
Aww.
And then I had a little Dan Marino action figure. And
were your pillows
he's
footballs?
Going back to pass? No. No, no. I didn't have football pillows. I think I had like Star Wars sheets at one point. That
Did
was
you have
the
a bed
fancy
shaped
sheets.
Like a race car?
Oh, man, I wish.
No. I'd have one today if I could.
Yeah, I just had a regular. I had a bunk bed for a period of time. Got to hunker into the cave.
I shared a bunk bed with my mom.
Aw.
Because we were poor.
Aw.
There's a commercial on the air right now that has, it's like American Furniture Warehouse, and it has a bunk bed in it, but the top bunk, it's a slide.
Yeah, the kids these days.
Right.
Privileged.
Yeah, those kids. Jeez.
We're pausing while we pass whiskey around.
Well, I was trying to, but you're good?
I mean, give me a couple minutes.
Okay, you know, I mean, you're welcome to it whenever. Here, Shannon, just pass it around because I don't need any more, and I don't want the responsibility any longer.
I don't need it. I have a thermos full of wine.
I mean, wine I brought a thermos. Yeti full of water, so that's why I gotta stay hydrated. This altitude's kicking my ass sometimes.
That's why we're burning up and you're not hot.
I'm still used to Texas heat.
Because we're like full of alcohol.
Because it's humid.
Yeah,
water.
At 110 degrees plus like 80% humidity on the regs.
Yeah, but how long has it been since you've been there?
I don't know.
Been to visit, but lived there.
Oh, like a year and a half.
Yeah, you should be on Colorado time now.
No, no, no. I'm still moist. I hope I make a lot of people uncomfortable by saying moist.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure you will. I think it's fine. I think it's great. Shannon?
Yeah.
Okay. 1 through 5.
All right. And there's one mini game.
There's one
left.
Mini game
I'm
remaining.
I'm going to try and get it. Two.
Number two. You did not get it. Do you have a vague idea about Animal Farm?
I do.
Okay, great.
This is a book by George Orwell?
Yes, it is.
And it's about how all the animals on the farm decide that they're going to create a new society and all be equal. But then the pigs like start walking on two legs and they start to kind of take over. And it's all a big metaphor for Russian politics.
Yeah, for the Russian Revolution. Well done. Well done. Very good.
Russian politics.
Yeah. Good thing those don't affect us right now, right?
Ugh.
I believe the tagline is all animals are created equal, but some animals are more equal than others.
Ooh.
Is that a thing?
I'm looking for it. Yeah. I'm looking. I swear. I promise. A satire is in there.
Yeah. It's got something like that in there.
I mean, I bet it does.
It's basically like, hey, we're all equal until some of us want to be better than the rest of you.
Oh, yeah. Which that's the folly, right? Is that nobody tells the assholes to shut up.
That's
not
true.
We're all.
I tell them.
Well, no, we do, but not enough of us do on a grander scale, right?
The other issue it brings up is that the idea of communism from an American point of view is that everybody thinks they're going to be equal, but there's always people that will exploit that.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the tragedy of the commons,
right? Communism is great in theory.
Oh, yeah.
I think. Communism is great in theory.
But
in practice, it never works.
Right. Right. We have to allow for a certain amount of people delineating themselves, stratifying themselves. So
let's
say,
the pigs
I'm better than those people.
Yeah.
Because some people just have to have that Although, you know, maybe they should just be sad and kill themselves instead of having that. That's fine with me, too. I think, huh?
Is that an Epstein reference?
Oh, no.
I just was thinking of somebody who thought they were better than other people and then killed themselves.
Oh, I'm sure he did. And I'm not sure that he killed himself.
I'm not sure either.
He probably did. The conspiracy thing is kind of crazy.
He was
but
totally murdered.
Also,
crazy,
it's but... weird.
They released an article or 7 about how the neck bones and the broken neck bones looked more in line with homicide than suicide.
Right.
Jailhouse justice.
What I had heard is
I'm about that.
Is that basically he would have had to have.
They don't deal well with pedophiles in prison.
Uh-uh. No. He would have had to put a rope around his neck and then like
jump
headbutt down into the ground to
or
break
somebody,
his neck.
Somebody helped him.
Yeah. Which would also work with the fact that I think we saw. I mean, I saw articles that said that they heard like screaming or shrieking. Which, I mean, a person who's committing suicide probably doesn't shriek. They might, like, go,
oh, there's
no.
There's movies. It's in the movies sometimes. I've seen, I can't remember what it is, but there's definitely been shrieking when they kill themselves.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, people are going to emit noises.
Like, maybe the point of no return, like, oops, didn't actually mean to do that, and I just realized, and it's too late.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, shit, as you're jumping off a cliff.
That was suicide break. Alyssa, do you know about
I just like
farm?
To kill the mood myself. I do. All of what she said. And I believe the pigs lived in the house.
Oh, yeah.
They moved in.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure they started hanging banners in the house that said, one fine pig.
Yeah.
Woven by a spider. Spider silk.
Wait, isn't that Charlotte's Web? Wait a second.
And they had their little berets. And, there was some eating of each other, wasn't there? It got pretty vicious in that book.
Did they eat each other?
I feel like some animal got eaten on the farm.
Ooh.
Kind of a Lord of the Flies situation.
A little bit. But yeah, you know, basically communism.
Speaking of pigs.
Piggy.
He did. Spoiler alert.
Very good. Very good. You both know about Animal Farm. That's good.
I read the Cliff Notes because I didn't like to read when I was in school.
I was going to say, I think I had to read it in like the 8th grade.
That sounds about right.
All
right,
you're both getting a point.
Woohoo.
Good work. And Alyssa, we're back to you.
Oh.
One,
three.
Through four. Number three. Number three it is. Do you have a vague idea about Coco's kittens?
Coco's kittens. Oh, that's the big gorilla. The big signing gorilla and all of her menagerie. I mean, I don't know the kittens' names, but I know she liked kittens and she could sign. And she did.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. That is all accurate and true.
Didn't she die like 2 years ago?
It was pretty recent.
Yeah,
it was recent.
Last year, this year, January, February last year.
Two or 3 years feels accurate.
June of 2018, so last year, summertime, Coco died.
Aww.
In her sleep. That's the best way to go.
Yep.
She was 46.
That's old.
Yeah.
Not for a captive. Gorilla, sure.
Yeah, for a gorilla, it's like all I can do is ask for kittens. No, that's not fair. She probably lived a pretty chill life. Yeah, Shannon, Coco's kittens.
I don't know what else I can add to that. I mean, they were kind of her babies because since she was in captive, she didn't have any natural children, and so she kind of took care of them. But I think she also understood that they were pets.
Like toys.
Yeah, she got that they were things that weren't her offspring that she was taking care of.
Yeah, she was able to sign, like, okay, so in 1985, Coco was allowed to pick out 2 new kittens from a litter of companions, but she also had, like, she had signed, like, I want a kitten. She had, like, learned the sign language for kitten, and that's what she wanted, which I think is adorable. So in 85, she chose 2 new kittens, so one was named Lipstick, and one was named Smokey.
Lipstick is a more accurate name for a puppy.
Zing.
Sorry.
On her birthday in 2015, Coco was presented with another litter of kittens, and she picked 2 that she named Miss Black and Miss Gray. So
she was really
Miss
into
White.
Clue.
Yeah.
Miss White in the zoo with the zoolatries.
Coco always makes me think of it. Do you guys ever see Anaconda?
Yes.
I've seen most of it thanks to what is it? The TNN? One of those like channels TBS, that only TBS. Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
It might not be. It might not be Anaconda. I can't remember now. There's one of those like terrible action movies from the late 90s where there's a gorilla that is constantly
Congo.
Sunning. Congo, that's it.
Congo,
not Anaconda. Amy. Congo,
come on.
Amy, sad.
There's yes. satellites yeah. and crystals and Jean. What is his name? Jean Renault.
And I was like, Tim this Curry? Is what you
is that Tim Curry's character?
This is what you reduce Coco to.
Yeah.
Because Jean Renault's the French guy. He was
because who is Laura Linney in that movie?
Maybe.
I think Laura Linney.
No. It's the gal who does the PBS opening for Downton Abbey.
Oh.
Unless that's Laura Linney, and I'm confused.
I don't know.
It's that woman.
I'm looking. I'm
whatever
looking
her name is.
The but PBS... yeah, I feel like. Hollywood got a hold of Coco and turned it into the gorilla from Congo.
Yeah, yeah. Laura Linney's in it.
Okay.
Laura Linney's in Congo because she's like, they're searching for diamonds in the Amazon, I think. Or, well, not in the Amazon,
They're special diamonds for their guns.
Yeah.
Their magic laser guns.
But she's going to use it for communication purposes.
Right.
She wants to use it for a satellite. But Tim Curry and his weird investor buddies want to make lasers out of it. And then they go, and yeah, and Amy and her weird guy, that they're way too close to each other, which is creepy. And she can talk, but she's also a woman in a gorilla suit instead of an actual gorilla.
But that's Coco.
It was that era.
It's based on Coco.
Yeah, yeah. Based on Coco. Way to go, Michael Crichton.
If only it had some dinosaurs.
Right? I know. But he really has like a career path that like goes from Andromeda Strain, which is like, okay, it's a tiny organism from space, right? Little living thing. Then gorilla. Then dinosaurs.
I want to see dinosaurs signing.
Right? Yeah. They could do
that?
It.
Where's that?
At least like a Tyrannosaurus has short little arms.
Bring
they
back
sign
that
stuff.
TV show, dinosaurs, and then have one of them deaf.
Yeah.
And then everyone understands because they're nice and they learned.
I think that's a lesson for all of us.
If anybody wants to make that TV show, tweet at us.
Contact us at A Vague Idea Podcast on Twitter or A Vague Idea Pod or whatever, and funding, et cetera, I guess. Yeah, great job. 1 point each. You did great. Shannon, we're back to you.
Oh.
Are we? Are we back to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one, two, or three?
One.
Number one, it's the last mini game.
Yay!
You did it. You finally
did it.
Yeah. We're going to play a new one. It's called Band Name.
Ooh, okay.
So for Band Name, I'm just going to give you some characteristics, and you have to come up with a band name that fits that order, okay? So this one, you need to name a band that is an endangered species punk band.
Dodo Seaman.
Nice.
That's not endangered, though. It's actually...
Well, they're dead. Yeah, but that's very punk to be like, yeah, we're so endangered that we're already gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into it. Dodo Seaman is excellent. Well done. Okay, Alyssa, what do you got?
I'm going to go with Common Sense Riot.
Common Sense Riot?
Common Sense is endangered.
Oh, yeah, it
is. I like
is.
It. It's a thinker.
Shit. Well done.
You were so confused.
Like, I really was.
What the fuck is she
For
saying?
A second, I was like, there's not an animal in there. And then, yeah.
We are the
very
animal.
Good. We are.
People are animals.
We are the most dangerous game of all. Have we not seen the movies where people hunt people?
They canceled that movie.
There's an episode in Archer. It's fine.
They canceled the one movie, but there's another movie coming out, too, that doesn't delineate between political orientations, I guess, that's going to have people hunting people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw a commercial for one that looked amazing, and then I read an article that said it was canceled.
Oh, yeah.
But
no.
I don't know if it was the same one
Isn't
or not.
Isn't Jumanji people hunting people?
Yeah,
at one
of.
Point,
like
the hunter.
Yeah.
But no, not, there's yeah. an actual movie where it's like, come to our special grounds where you can hunt man's greatest foe or something like that. And then
itself.
And then they drop off a bunch of people who are like, where are we? What's happening?
You're just faced with a bunch of mirrors. That's all it is.
Yeah, the most recent movie got sort of lambasted because it was perceived to be the elites hunting conservatives, I guess, which I don't really understand why that needs cancellation because
I don't have a problem with that. Well, I want to see this.
And because all of the Purge movies are about conservatives hunting everybody else, people who like have
I love
whatever.
The Purge movies. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, it's fine. You can,
I've seen
you
all
can
the Purge
like
movies
bad things.
And the whole Purge TV show. It was kind of amazing.
I have seen none of them.
Why have you balked in the past at me suggesting Purge as a thing? You've never been like, I
well,
love
I don't
the
want
movies,
it to be
but
real.
Don't do it.
I don't want it to be real, but I love the movies.
I'm okay with it. I have a basement. Like, Purge away. I'll stay inside all day.
If you
That's
watch
fine.
The movies, you would not be okay with it because it's really hard to hide.
I've
if somebody
seen
wants
the
to purge
spoof.
You.
I've seen the spoof of The Purge.
Is that...
It's the one, the black comedy.
Yes.
I don't know who's in it.
Welcome to the Neighborhood or something like that.
Yeah.
Welcome. Yeah. I've seen that also.
It's like
because I love The Purge so much.
It's like, no, it Meet the Blacks.
Meet the Blacks. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I really liked it. It was funny.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I've got to watch that.
It's a
yeah.
Purge
that's
spoof.
Interesting.
It's
okay.
a Purge spoof about a family that moves like the night before Purge.
Yeah.
Oh,
and they're just surrounded. They're in a super white neighborhood and they're
but
like,
it's not really a parody because that's what The Purge is like also.
Yeah.
Like all the Purges are like, I'm a normal person and I pissed somebody off and now everybody's trying to come kill me and I have a basement, but it's not enough.
I live in a very calm neighborhood.
You can't hide from the Purge.
There's a couple of neighbors that I'd like to.
You learn that you even if you have a lot of money, you can't hide from the Purge.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't want Purge.
All
you
can
can't
do,
hide from the
no,
Purge.
No Purge.
But you can prepare for it. And
I'm not sure you
as
can.
Scar says, be prepared.
I'm not sure you can.
The Boy Scouts also say to be prepared. So
you know, in this instance, I've already, since moving to Colorado, I've considered getting a gun, but I definitely bought a taser.
Yeah.
So I'm one step closer.
I'm not sure even a gun would be enough to protect you from the Purge.
Yeah, no, it's fair. I mean, I have
you
a baseball
need, like,
bat.
A chainsaw.
No, you need Macaulay Culkin to set up all the traps, and you're fine.
Macaulay Culkin might be okay in the Purge.
Yeah,
if you have a lot of paint cans and a stairwell. You're set.
Bricks for days.
No problem.
Can we do a Home Alone Purge movie? That would be amazing.
Yeah, I'm into that. That would be great. A kid.
Isn't that just Saw?
No.
No.
No,
no.
Saw's nothing
what,
like that. Because
what Shannon's
they try
proposing...
They're trying to escape a house, and they're just getting tortured with tricks
no,
and
no,
traps.
No, no, yeah.
And...
What Shannon's proposing is that a kid gets left at home. A family goes on vacation because they're like, we don't want
to
deal
they
with the Purge
Europe
this year.
They go to Europe because they're like, we're going to get out
we,
of the
we
Purge.
We don't want to deal with the Purge this year.
We're going to France.
We're going to France. So they go, and then, oh no, Kevin's at home alone for the Purge!
And Joe Pesci figures it out.
Yeah.
And decides he wants to purge like, this little kid.
But in this movie, Joe Pesci plays Joe Pesci, yeah. And he just wants to kill a child. That's the plot of the movie. Also, probably with
Stern.
Daniel Stern, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's
still
favorite.
Alive. That's right.
Everybody's favorite later in your life voice, Daniel Stern.
I would be okay with the original cast if it was still Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Isn't the dad dead?
The Home Alone dad?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
I can't remember who played the dad.
Catherine O'Hara's not dead.
No,
so.
No, she's
and she
good.
Would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She'd be in Paris being like, Daniel.
I want her to play her character from Beetlejuice.
Oh, yes.
I want that to be the new Home Alone mom.
I want it to be the Schitt's Creek mom. Why are you so worried about the Purge?
God, Kevin.
What? Okay.
We can't.
So I think what we've done is we've figured out that instead of February sweeps, all TV should just do Purge Week in February where every character has to confront the Purge and they just like, okay, we can kill off anybody who doesn't like their contract and we can just start this and it can be anything. So it's like, oh, it's an old rerun of The Office. We're cutting Purge into it. You're all dead. Whatever. Like, we'll just make it work.
I like that.
It's actually kind of cool, isn't it?
This is how What's-Her-Face is going to get back on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. What's-Her-Face?
Oh. The blonde one with the brain tumor that got cured.
I never watched that show.
Wait, is she the one that was
Meredith
in movies
Grey?
For a little while?
Yeah.
Oh, Heigl.
Heigl,
Catherine Heigl, yeah.
I'm
yeah.
terrible with names.
27 Dresses, baby.
I watched that like 2 weeks ago. Watched, what's the other one with the hot guy, the hot Scottish guy?
Gerard Butler, so it's
yeah.
Oh God, it's
the truth about something.
Yeah,
that one, truth
it's the
hurts.
One where she's like a journalist and
yeah.
he's something.
Well, she's
and
a
they're
producer,
falling in love with each other, but
oh,
then
yeah.
there's some sort of
rift,
remote dildo situation happening in the movie.
Panties,
what?
Yeah, remote panties,
vibrator
what?
Panties.
That's what I remember that being a thing. Yeah,
kid
yeah.
gets a hold of the remote and she's just like talking and going. Oh, it's
that
a hilarious
is risque
scene.
For a romantic comedy.
I'm in it.
It's got Gerard Butler in it, so you know what? It's going hard and it's going fast. Just like that kangaroo, Alyssa's going to fuck. Great job. Alyssa, you're going to get 3 points because, yeah, you're right. And Shannon, 2 points. Well done. There's two left.
I don't
left.
Even remember what the question was.
We were just doing band name.
Band name. That's yeah. right. Yes.
Yeah. yeah. Alyssa's like, just had a layer more of like, whoa.
Yeah, no.
They keep telling you to talk in layers in Colorado. That's what they mean, right?
Yeah. Also, just wear a sweater over your face.
Oh, yeah. I have like 5.
One or two?
Ooh, I'm number one.
Number one. Okay, do you have a vague idea about Lonesome George?
That's what I named my vibrator.
Aww. I feel bad for your vibrator.
It's like Steely Dan, but Lonesome George. Okay. Shannon, Lonesome George?
I can't even compete with that.
Okay.
Sorry, not sorry.
Lonesome George was a male Pinta Island tortoise, and he was the last known individual of his species, so he died recently.
Aww.
Well, he died in 2012, but he was alive from 1910 until 2012.
Does he have a birth certificate to prove that?
You know...
Because we need proof. We need proof.
We count the rings.
Yeah, that's fair.
So we sawed him in half.
Yes.
Okay.
That's how he died.
Got it.
In his last years, he was known as the rarest creature in the world. George serves as an important symbol for conservation efforts in the Galapagos Islands and throughout the world.
He also serves as a symbol about how fame does not buy you happiness.
It's true.
Because
it's true.
He was super famous, but still lonesome.
The most famous turtle of them all.
So here's the thing that's interesting. So on June 24th, when he was found dead.
Did he OD on cocaine?
Right.
That's how I want to go.
Apparently it was cardiac arrest.
Oh.
From cocaine?
Maybe.
But someone named Fausto Yarana, who had looked after this tortoise for 40 years, found it dead.
Aww.
Now, and I just have to say, like, because I think we all love animals here, right? All seriousness.
I mean, they're all right.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
We're all at least ambivalent about animals.
I donate to some animal charities.
The idea of, like, one loving an animal for 40 years and then finding it dead, like, I could see my heart break. Like, I could see my heart breaking just in that, right?
My cat died after 15 years, and
it's terrible.
I cried more over my cat than my grandpa.
Well, because...
I spent a lot more time with my cat than my grandpa.
Also, well, and the thing that I often say to people when their dogs die and stuff is, like, well, you know, dogs are the best people. Like, animals are the best people. They don't... They ask stuff of you, but they don't ever, like... They don't judge you. They don't get into shit with you. They never, like, come to you and say, hey, you've changed. You're shitty now.
Like, can you do the dishes, you know? Please?
Right. Like, whatever. Animals are just like, hey, feed me and I will love you. And as long as I can go outside to poop and do everything else, like, we're cool. Whatever. And that's a kind of love that is so, I don't know, it's irreplaceable. That's all.
That's actual unconditional love.
Yeah. Because they don't...
The purest form of unconditional
love. They're so loving. And I don't know if Lonesome George loved this guy that looked after him, but I have to think that, you know...
They had a relationship. Because you can see, like, videos of turtles, like, just chilling with people and even playing fetch sometimes. Like, turtles do all kinds of crazy things.
I've had, because I had a turtle, I had a hamster. Like, these animals, like, even though you don't have, like, a deep connection with them, you definitely have a connection. It doesn't just have to be dogs and cats or whatever else. But, yeah. I mean, anything that you spend that much time around, you create, like, you have a routine. You have a shared energy. Of course,
40
there's
years.
Love.
I don't.
40 fucking years. Can you imagine?
Other
that?
Than my parents, I don't think I have anybody in my life I've known for 40 years.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Like,
you don't have anybody. You're not even
40.
No,
I'm not even 40 yet. So I can't even claim that long. Yeah.
Are you 40?
Yeah, I'm over 40.
I never would have guessed that.
Oh, thank you.
Like, I would have pegged you right around, like, my age, 30.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Damn right.
You've got good skin.
Sunscreen.
That's what I'm saying. I haven't been moisturizing as much as I should out here.
The trick is when you put your moisturizer on to push up against gravity.
I don't think that's a thing.
Nope. Somebody taught me that when I was like 12. Like, one of my mom's friends was like, make sure you always
was
put
your,
moisturizer
was
on.
Was your mom's
up.
Friend ignorant?
Hey, I abide by it.
Well, there might be something to it.
Ask Jenny. Ask Jenny.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if nothing else, yeah, my wife is an esthetician. She has a business.
Ask
here
her. If you put your lotion on like this, it really helps.
If you just really just smear your face toward the sky,
could be just stimulating like the growth of collagen in your skin. Like that might be a thing.
You both did great.
Thanks.
0 points each. Shannon, do you want the last topic?
Yes, please.
Great. Do you have a vague idea about Squirrel Girl?
I do.
Okay.
It's a comic book. It's a graphic novel.
Sure.
It's part of the Marvel Universe. She is kind of an outsider that can't remember if she actually has her powers from squirrels or she has the same power, or she just has powers that are squirrel-like. She climbs in trees a lot. She goes to college. She's friends with Miss Marvel. She's adorable. I like Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl's dope. Yes. Well done. Alyssa, anything you can add?
I know one person for sure who's obsessed with it, and I have looked at the cover of one of the books, and that's about it.
All right. Cool. Yeah. Squirrel Girl is just super cool. So she has superhuman agility, senses, and strength. She has a prehensile tail. She has razor sharp claws.
Does she actually have a? She actually has a tail.
Oh yeah, okay. She's actually got a tail.
I haven't read enough to know.
I have a fox tail for like Renaissance Fair.
I have fox ears and a Velcro on fox tail that I bought as a costume.
Is it fox or is it faux? Because that's different.
Oh no, it's totally faux. But
oh,
it,
no,
but it is red like a fox.
Mine's
not
mine's
like actual
fox.
Fox. Yours
fox.
Is actual fox.
Yeah. You gotta use the whole animal, man.
See, because my hope is that at some point I can convince Jenny that we should go as Mulder and Scully to a costume party, and I will be Fox Mulder with fox ears and a tail, and I'm just gonna wear a suit and carry an FBI badge.
And you just want her to also wear a suit.
Well, and she can just be skeptical the whole time, which works, because I'll look like
an
idiot.
With a red wig.
Yeah.
You're like, really? Really?
With a wig.
Yeah.
That's the drink you're gonna choose? Really?
None of this is supernatural. None of this. She'll get into it. It's going to be good. We've done a lot of fun couples costumes over the years.
The best one I did was with my best friend, and we were Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World.
Nice.
That's a good pairing.
She's naturally blonde, and I'm a brunette.
Yeah.
And so we went to Austin Comic Con, and there were two other pairs of
wow.
Wayne and Garths. And we were the best ones because our hair was already long. We didn't have nasty wigs.
Oh, yeah.
We just threw on a hat and some glasses and some plaid and black shirt. We were set.
Perfect.
Everybody loved us.
Oh, God, that's great. Yeah, well, and who wouldn't? Because it's, you know, it's just like all of that stuff is like touching on what people love and that you're embracing it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people would embrace it ironically, and then that's like, whatever.
No, Halloween is my season.
Just get into it. All right.
I have friends who are more obsessed than myself with Halloween, and I have a costume coming up with trivia stuff every October. Every night that I host is a different costume.
Ooh.
From October 1st till the end.
Can you give us the inside scoop on your roster, or is that going to be too much of a spoiler?
Oh, I mean, I just choose the same old stuff from my box, but since nobody in Colorado knows me, it's all new to them.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely going to see a dirndl. Maybe going to whip my cow out.
I got to say.
It sounds so dirty.
I feel like definitely going to whip my cow out is the lead for the title of this episode.
Yeah,
you're going to see my dirndl too is good.
Look, I have three dirndls to choose from. I'm super into German culture. Minus the whole, you know, like bad part of it.
The one that we're replicating right now, that we're cosplaying at present. her alter ego, Squirrel Girl's alter ego, is Doreen Aileen Green.
Is it Eileen?
Well, it's A-L-L-E-N-E.
I don't know.
It could be Aileen, could be Aileen.
No,
it's tough.
Write to Marvel, tell them to change it.
She's a member of the Great Lakes Avengers, the Mechanics, and the U.S. Avengers. She has partnerships with Monkey Joe and Tippy Toe. There's a lot of
is
rhyming
that like
going
Mojo
on.
Mojo Jojo?
I assume it's like a. It's got to be a Mojo Jojo spinoff of some kind. Yeah. She also has retractable knuckle spikes. So, like.
Cousin of Wolverine.
Baby Wolverine, yeah. And she has the ability to communicate with squirrels, which I think is the thing that's most cool about the comics with Squirrel Girl in it, is it's just like, okay, wave of squirrels.
Does she make a lot of jokes about getting off these nuts?
I bet she does in some comics. I mean, I can't see how she wouldn't.
I've never read it. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, the cool thing too is she's always sort of drawn in a very empowering way. Like for the most part, she's not sexualized. She's mostly like fucking tough.
Empowerized.
She's either cute or she's empowerized. Yeah. And I think that's stupendous. Just such a great thing. And I'm a long-standing person who, well, I have thought about getting a tattoo on each arm that's one is a pigeon and one is a squirrel because they're underappreciated urban animals that everybody's like, oh, this is rats. Garbage. It's like, no, they're awesome.
I can appreciate squirrels because when they get fat for the winter, they're super cute.
Yeah.
But pigeons are disgusting and awful creatures that have no business being in my way.
But pigeons are the most varied colored creature that exists.
That's not true.
No. Yeah. Oh no, they are.
Cuttlefish?
No. Have you ever seen an octopus?
No, I know there are animals that change colors. That's a different thing. Pigeons are born in different colored.
Manta shrimp.
Yes, a manta shrimp is more beautiful than a the point is that like a pigeon can be like standard.
I'm just saying you should idolize a manta shrimp. Gray blue. Over a
well,
pigeon.
I do obviously. Like,
no,
love
I get what you're saying.
Shrimp,
I get what you're saying.
Where's your mantis shrimp tattoo? Why are you getting a pigeon tattoo before an actual like strong?
He's going for
creature?
The underrepresented.
Yeah. I'm doing a theme, but anyway, it doesn't matter.
When I was a kid, my mother convinced me that I had pet squirrels because we used to see a bunch of squirrels in my backyard, and she convinced me that they were all the same one over and over again that used to come visit me, and it was the same family, and she named the mother and the father. They were Merle and Pearl, and she let me name their kid, which I named Fred. So I thought for most of my childhood that there were only three squirrels and that they were Merle and Pearl and Fred.
That's the sweetest thing ever.
I learned about roadkill at a very young age.
For a while after, well, so after my parents got divorced, when my mom was married the second time, I would stay. So part of my divorce arrangement was I would be at one person's house for 1 week and the others for another week. So I'd be dad's house, mom's house. And every Sunday I packed up a little bag. But at my mom's house, there was a family of raccoons that lived in the ceiling above my room. And so for a long time, there was just a lot of like skittering and just, you know, terrible noises.
Haunting noises.
Yeah. Which, no problem, because I was, I don't know, 15, 16, and I was pretty much just like watching Real World on MTV all the time and trying to sleep. And then,
oh, gosh.
And then it was also the era of the early internet, so I was playing terrible internet online games and, you know, whatever.
Did your mom know that there was a family of raccoons living
in
her house?
Oh, yeah, no, it was an ongoing issue because they would like go up there sometimes and like throw firecrackers to scare them out and stuff, and it's like, this isn't really working, and whatever.
It was raccoons and not like some creepy like Denver Spider-Man that had moved into the attic?
Do you know about the Denver Spider-Man,
Did
Alyssa?
That happen? Like, it's just some man living in somebody's, like, attic.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that happened here.
Oh, yeah. No, that was in the 50s or 60s,
yeah,
I think.
Like I'm sure it's happened many times, but there's a very specific Denver version
think,
of it.
I had heard about it originally on My Favorite Murder.
That's
which
where
was,
no, I did hear about that. Yeah. I obsess over that.
An excellent podcast. You know,
if they'd like to sponsor you,
Karen or Georgia, if you guys would like to be on the show, just come on the show. We would love to have you. We can only talk about murders for an entire game. I don't care.
There was a Geeks Who Drink question last week about Karen and Georgia.
There was.
And I got it right.
Quiz nights every night with Stay Sexy, Don't Get Murdered.
Aww.
It's like, make good choices, tip your bar staff, and stay sexy, don't get murdered.
Nice.
And then stop talking to me. It's like, okay, quiz is done. Goodbye.
Well, you guys, I've tabulated the scores while we've been talking. I didn't even have to say anything about it. It was so easy. Yeah, so we have a tie. You've both won with 19 points.
Oh, my God.
But you've also...
Bye-bye.
Yeah. So excellent
teamwork
job.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
So Alyssa, what would you like to plug? Is there anything that you particularly care about, you want people to do, you want people to see, you want people to go to? What's up?
Two things. One, you should go check out the Buffalo Bill Museum at Lookout Mountain. That place is cool as shit. Buffalo Bill was actually like a person who, he uplifted people of color, put women in the spotlight. He was like a badass feminist, you know, back in the 1800s. And then to come to my trivia night. at Crazy Mountain Wednesday night, 7:30.
Fuck yes.
In Belmar. There's more than one location.
Belmar.
Over by the Chewies.
Very good. I know. I really kind of...
You got into that.
Sorry, I growled a little bit too much.
That's what it's like driving through there.
Just
that. People just skitter across the street no matter where they are.
Just the sound of gas escaping zombies. Thank you for being on the show.
Absolutely. This is great.
Oh yeah. Well, I hope you'll come back too. I'll hit you up and we'll bring you back on. This was very good. There's a lot of good energy here. I like this. Shannon, would you like to plug anything?
I would like to plug our hosts, Steno.
Yes.
Rex has hooked us up with all these amazing microphones, headphones, mixing boards, things plug into.
Oh yeah.
If you're looking for a co-working space, Steno has individual seats available, as well as offices, and he might even start renting out the podcast room.
It's definitely not a frat house.
I mean, yes, it is definitely not a murder frat house.
No, you
heard it here first.
It's a gorgeous Victorian in Uptown Denver, Colorado. And the website is, I'm guessing, probably steno.com.
Stenodenver.com.
Stenodenver.com.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well done. Yeah.
Trying to remember to do that since he bought us all this awesome stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, Rex is amazing. And this whole setup is fantastic because we have evolved from a time when we just had a single snowball microphone in the center of the table.
I could tell when I was listening to
Because I think the 90s episode was like the second to last one before we transitioned over.
I was really glad when you were like, we're setting up a mic stand. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we were doing it a little different, and you know, I didn't know what I was missing. I mean, I did, but I was like, it's fine. And now it's just way more.
We had one microphone, deeper. We sat in a restaurant that didn't want us there and turned
and
their music
yelled.
Up. And look at us now.
We ordered a lot of drinks and yelled.
Thanks to StenoDenver.com.
And now we don't have to do that. Yes, StenoDenver.com. I will also just go ahead and say, hey, if you like this podcast, please spread the word. Word of mouth is the best way that we can share this because, you know, we don't have budget to advertise or anything really. So if you enjoyed this, just tell two people. Tell two people. They
and
can be people.
They tell two people, and then they tell two people.
Oh, just
and
you
then
wait.
They tell two people.
I'm gonna put this on my Facebook, and all the quizmasters ever will see it.
Yay!
See, perfect. Yeah, because ultimately this is just like, hey, I think this is fun. I think this is a good thing. We're trying to do a lot of different stuff. And yeah, what the hell, right? Like, let's support local attempts at doing interesting things like this. Because a lot of podcasts come out of LA, and I love a lot of them. But Denver can be a place where podcasts come from too, and
it's
I think we're doing it.
Also really fun to
isn't
do,
isn't it?
So if you want to be a guest,
I know if you want to be a guest, just you know, email me. You can email me.
You can find us on Instagram.
You can find us on Instagram.
DM us on Instagram if you want to be on the show.
Yeah, DM us on Instagram.
Slide on in
at a vague Slide idea into our DMs. Podcast. you can also DM us on Twitter at a vague idea pod. Yeah, so thank you very much for listening. I will also plug two things. One is Space Boy Books, which is the sci-fi publishing company that I am a co-founder of. We're trying to produce progressive literary science fiction for the future that is designed to be inclusive and all these other things. So if you want to check that out, go to readspaceboy.com. And otherwise, you check out Shirts by Nate sometime because I have shirts that are kind of fun. And that's fun. ShirtsByNate.threadless.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. This has been A Vague Idea. Live your life, but try not to make the world worse.
And tip your servers.
And tip your fucking servers, people. They work hard for you. Let's be honest. Like, people in the service, I worked customer service for a while.
You had it. You
I know.
Had a sign
I was
off,
almost
but
there.
You kept going.
I was almost there.
Sorry.
No, yeah. This has been A Vague Idea. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
A Vague Idea is written and produced by me, Nate Regolia, with Shannon Page and John Perros. If you like this podcast and you like anime, you should check out my podcast with Sean Gronkowski called You Better Believe This. That's found at moleholeradio.com. If you like science fiction books, you should check out the press that Sean and I started. It's called Space Boy Books, and you can find us at readspaceboy.com.